This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The S&P 500 had its best day since April 2020. Bad news. Hurricane Nicole roared in to the eastern part of Florida and took away some houses with it. Lots of beach erosion in Daytona Beach shores and some other areas on the eastern seaboard. The rest of Florida got wind and lots of debris, and just depending on the location now, Georgia, the Carolinas, and parts of the Northeast will get hit with some part of Nicole, which has weakened since arriving into Vero Beach in the wee hours on Wednesday into Thursday morning. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, just another day in paradise for all of us. It is good news. Woohoo! I mean, seriously, when was the last time we said woohoo when it comes to money, inflation? Ooh, the dreaded R word. Will we see a recession? Maybe not. The market soared because there's signs of slower, dare I say, inflation. It's not fake news. It's true. The stocks rallied and bond yields, that's what you look at, tumbled because investors reset their expectations because of the pace of interest rates, the increases by the Federal Reserve. Everything has now flipped around a little bit. So a nice jolt, because fresh data showed a moderation in inflation. So the expectations are better, and the expectations are that the Reserve, the Federal Reserve, will slow the pace of interest rate increases, because that's been crushing the market. So what does the S&P soaring mean? 5.5%. Best one-day performance, like I said, since the spring of 2020. That's all really, really good news, a welcome piece of news, I think, for everyone. Consumer price index data on Thursday showed prices rose a little slower in October than economists had forecast. So that really put the wind in the sails of the financial markets that were getting battered and hitting some high waves earlier in the week by this close midterm election, which still isn't determined, and crazy turmoil in the cryptocurrency markets, especially following the almost near collapse of one of the largest crypto exchanges. Nice. I mean, seriously, it is like the world's biggest craps table, but it affects all of us. See, sometimes when the dominoes fall, even if you don't play that game, it touches you, as we well know. So inflation beginning to slow, maybe the end of the big increases, maybe that turns the housing market a little bit, which really cooled. That, you know, that's really, really a really good thing. And by the way, the IRS, the dreaded three letters, they made inflation adjustments for 2023, which would help people in a lower tax bracket and reduce some tax bills. So again, that's 2023, and they're not going to change that. There's also, rather, the cost of living adjustment that helps keep pace with inflation. That's 8.7% next year, no matter what. That's what that's going to be. So that should help. And, you know, we look at food prices, and that's the thing that I think is the backbreaker for many, many, many people, because you go to the store and things are just unaffordable. Or you just, if you're somehow oblivious to what's happening, meaning you're running around in your busy day and you're just kind of throwing things in a basket, and then you go to the front, and then all of a sudden it's like it's a stick-up, only it's the market asking for your credit card. That's a bad feeling. And a lot of people are upset. I've run into that, where they get upset when they're checking out because they don't realize how much more the eggs and the milk and the bread and the cold cuts and the whatever were. They just didn't really catch that somehow, and then they got nipped when they went to check out. So, good news to start with. The other news is on our elections, the midterm elections. I said this before, to me, the best thing is that so many people went out to vote because, listen, especially locally, you want to care about who's representing you because this does affect you. It affects your taxes. It affects when you get exemptions. There's so much of a ripple effect that can hit you in the wallet and in so many other areas, too. So, you know, you look at where we are, and in Vegas, they're having trouble. They're counting. In Vegas, the elections chief there is saying, look, we're doing the best we can. We're counting as fast, as quickly as we can. It's kind of like the Arizona thing. They say they might not know for 12 whole days. So as we wait on the edge of our seats, like Nevada, this contest there, they're talking about having to count the votes in Clark County. They're moving along, but they say they don't want to move too fast because they want to be accurate. They want to validate the signatures and the identities of the people. Clark County has 1.3 million registered voters. It's the only county in Nevada that leads Democratic, but it has more than 50,000 outstanding ballots. And, you know, there's drop boxes, there's ballots that come in the mail, all of that, and trying to figure out and read the tea leaves as to who's going to get in. And the big one is you have Catherine Cortez Masto, who is the Democrat, and she was actually trailing the challenger, Republican Adam Laxalt. But if the numbers are Democratic numbers that they're counting, well, then that could switch because it's just a 15,000 vote lead. So it's really, really, really tight. And there's some other races there that are being affected too. They got about 1,000 workers processing ballots, and they say they're going to work through at least Saturday and Sunday. They would be there if they have to. So we're not going to know the answer to that question anytime soon, right? They have until November 17th to finish the count and submit a report to the Nevada Secretary of State's office. We're going to be waiting. Nevada, Arizona, the same thing, waiting on some results. And, of course, there is the election that happens, the runoff election, December 6th in the great state of Georgia, because the Democratic incumbent, Raphael Warnock, is going to go up against Herschel Walker. Neither one of them got 50%, but they were oh so close, neck and neck. So that means they'd do it again. So if you really think about it, it's December, perhaps, until you realize, oh, okay, so now is the Senate going the way of the extra vote, the way of the Republicans, or the way of the Democrats? And we can't answer that question. We can speculate, we can look, and you see it all over the tube. You can speculate, you can look at how many ballots are out, you can say, well, traditionally this goes blue, or traditionally there's more Republicans in this little sector here, but we don't know until we know. I mean, the bottom line is it has to be certified, and we're looking at days and days and days and days, so you just got to hang on until we can answer some of those questions, especially in Arizona. Stay with us.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. no more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with VantagePoint.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Conversation with Jim Meskimen. He is so interesting. He is an actor, an incredible voiceover artist, and does amazing impressions. If you ever watched Rerun Wise or during its heyday, a show called Happy Days, Marion Ross was the mother in Happy Days, if you remember Richie Cunningham's mother. Jim's mother is Marion Ross. And anyway, in the conversation we have, he talks about a whole bunch of interesting things, some of the new roles that he's taking on in some movies and what the landscape looks like and how he got involved in acting and whatnot. But what's really also so fascinating about him is he is not married to the platform, so he realizes we live in a different age. And he's done a couple of them now, but he did a TikTok video that got 5 million views in 5 days. And I think people were crazy about his voices. So I'm going to let you hear what that sounded like.
Top 5 impressions, George W. Bush.
Tell you what, being the used to was president, it's like winning the jackpot of gold.
Tommy Lee Jones.
I'll be honest with you right now. You know, I've got so many better things to do. I don't know what your question was, but I don't care.
Patrick Stewart.
I'll tell you what, I've got an idea. Why don't we go up on the bridge and share a glass of Romulan wine? What do you think of that?
Robert De Niro.
I'll be honest with you, you know, are we done here? Because I got a lot of things to do, very important things, you know, more than this.
Robin Williams.
Oh, saving the best for last. Oh, that's nice. I'm very appreciative. You know, sometimes crossing the finish line fifth turns out to be the place to be. Oh, it's like Hussein Bolt without all the sweating.
Top five George W. Bush.
Tell you what, being the used to was.
Oh, I could listen to that twice. Just short, sweet. See how good he was and very, very clever. I think he nailed all of those voices. And he said he grew up from when he was a kid, people doing impressions like Rich Little, that was huge and had an influence on him. And he realized, oh, I think I kind of have a gift for doing this. And he honed that. How about a little yes, no, yes, no? So, no, she's got nowhere to go. How about what's going on with Russia and the U.S. when it comes to Bethany Grenier? She's not getting out of prison anytime soon. The U.S. basketball star who was pinched in Russia for some of the oil that she was carrying. She admitted she had these cartridges, these four vape cartridges containing cannabis oil in her luggage. She said she inadvertently packed them and had no criminal intent. It didn't matter. They nailed her in Russia. And so she was sentenced August 4th to 9 years in prison after being convicted on charges of transportation and smuggling of cannabis products. And now she's being moved to a... they're not talking about any kind of swaps or anything like that. She's being moved to a penal colony. Wow. I think that most people hearing this case thought that there would be a swap and that she would get out. But her attorneys say they don't know where she is or where she's going to end up. And she could be facing harsh, even life-threatening conditions, according to a 2021 U.S. Department of State report on human rights issues within Russia. So they know this penal colony is not good at all. You know, we had our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, who said 2 months ago that they made a big proposal to Russia, substantial, for a prisoner swap. And we didn't have a lot of details on it, but... we know it surrounded a convicted Russian arms dealer, Viktor Bout, but they didn't go for it. So this is the whole Putin thing. Why is he? He's like, hey, she's a WNBA star, 2-time U.S. Olympic gold medalist, and tough tiddlywinks. I'm not going to play. Yeah. So, you know, our president is saying he hoped Russian President Vladimir Putin would be more open to discuss the cases of Grenier and Paul Wellahan. Now that the midterm elections have passed, but so far, no go. That is a no. That is a no. No, no. Here's a double negative for you. A federal judge said, forget about it, Joe Biden, when it comes to the student debt relief plan. He declared the president's executive order unlawful. So District Judge Mark Pittman ruled that the program would have provided borrowers with up to $20,000 in student loan relief was an unconstitutional exercise of Congress legislative power. So the Biden administration argued the president had the authority to forgive student loans under the Higher Education Relief Opportunities for Students Act of 2003. Basically what all this means is that right now it's frozen. That's what the deal is. So for now, nothing's going to happen. The ruling protects the rule of law, which requires all Americans to have their voices heard by their federal government. And what's being said is this student loan bailout wouldn't have done anything to address the cause of unaffordable tuition with these colleges that are so bloated and raise tuition far more than inflation year after year. And they get all these endowments, and people don't like it. People see it. They don't like it, and they know. So if the program had gone through, and we don't know what will happen in the future, right, the court's decision lays the groundwork for something else to happen. But it was a $400 billion program. It would have covered borrowers making less than $125,000 a year or $250,000 for married couples. And lower income borrowers like the Pell Grant, that would have been as much as $20,000 of student loan debt forgiveness, right? And people were applying. I mean, I think anybody who had any of that debt, even if they knew whether they would have qualified or not, there was yes, yes, yes mentality. But right now, the federal judge is saying, no, you can bet they're going to appeal. Where does that all end up? It's the business of politics. We don't know. LeBron James is saying, yes, yes, yes. Let's end Kyrie Irving's suspension. So the Lakers star was on Twitter on Thursday supporting the Brooklyn Nets player, saying that the suspension has to end because he did a public apology. And he was under massive criticism following his endorsement of the film Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. It's a movie that pushes this sort of pseudo-historical black Israelite philosophy, and he's been targeted for views alleged to be anti-Semitic, and that really blew up on him and the Nets. So the Nets announced he'd be suspended following what happened, and he had to deliver six different things for him to return to the team: a public apology, donations to an anti-hate cause, sensitivity training, meeting with various Jewish leaders, and he did issue that apology and condemned all forms of hatred and oppression. So LeBron James is saying, okay, so let's lift this. Now, his statement comes after Nike said on Thursday that their relationship was likely ending. Phil Knight, the king of Nike, was on CNBC, and he said he doubted the company would go back on the decision to part ways with him. He said, look, he stepped over the line. It's that simple. He made statements that we can't stand by, and we need to end the relationship, and I'm fine with that. It's wild, too, the timing, because Nike was going to unveil these Kyrie 8 shoes, because he's wildly popular, Kyrie Irving, and they told reporters that they're not going to launch the product. So I think he's out there, too. And LeBron was leaned on him and said it was ridiculous when all that first happened. And now he's saying, look, okay, he apologized, you know, period. That's it. All right, here's another yes, yes. This was a big fight. The IRS is urging the Supreme Court to permit Congress access to the former president's tax filings. You know, this has been a whole back and forth war over this. But in a legal brief submitted to our highest court, the agencies reasoned that the former president's emergency request for a delay can't satisfy the demanding standard for what they call that extraordinary relief. So, on November 1st, remember, Chief Justice John Roberts issued a temporary block on the Ways and Means Committee seizing control of the president's tax returns along with other financial disclosures. So I think this one is going to continue to be a tug of war, period, at this point. Coming up, that conversation with a man who is going to make you laugh out loud. I think he is incredibly talented.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The District of Columbia has filed a consumer protection lawsuit against the Washington Commanders. Tim Berg has more on the story.
Washington, D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine is discussing the findings of his investigation into the Washington commanders for sexual harassment and a hostile work environment.
Mr. Snyder dictated which photos of cheerleaders were used in an annual swimsuit calendar to how revealing the uniforms would be. He directed his employees to create voyeuristic videos of partially clad cheerleaders from footage that the cheerleaders had no idea even existed.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Well, I know that you have heard him. I know you've seen him. Think of KFC, Colonel Sanders. Think of George Washington crossing the Delaware. Since I grew up in that area, one of my favorites, the Geico commercial. But way more than that, he's been in so many films. He's done so many voices. Jim Meskimen is joining us in just a minute, and he's going to portray Phil Donahue in a new film called Welcome to Chippendales, and it's got an interesting cast, too, a lot of names that you would recognize. And plus, we want to talk to him about TikTok. 5 million viewers in 5 days. Wow. Jim, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you.
So let's talk about voices and how you knew you had this gift. How did you hone that skill?
Well, you know, I was a little kid that I grew up in an acting household, so it was fun to do, considered fun and acceptable and tolerable to do accents and funny voices and impressions, which I don't think is true in every household, but in our household it was fine to do it. You know, it was understood. And my sister and I used to play around. My mom is an actress, so she would do. She's very good at accents and characters and stuff. So we would. It was just something that I learned early on was an avenue of play, and just like other things you do when you're a little kid, you just do it because it's fun, and then I don't know, you start to put in a lot of hours on it. And when I was in my 20s, I realized that I had a little bit of a leg up on other performers in that area. So I pursued a career in voiceover, and eventually that grew into an acting career. And you know, here I am today, many, many years later, still doing the same stuff.
That's so great.
I've advanced not even a yard on the field, but it is fun.
So, and of course, your mom is Marion Ross, Happy Days fame, and lots of films that she's been in. And you're right. Now, as soon as you said that, it triggered in me. Yes, she's done tons of accents. Do you remember the first character, the first person you really nailed that you felt like, oh, I really have this?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I played around with it a lot, but I remember distinctly that, when All in the Family was on, and before my voice had changed, I could do a pretty good Edith Bunker. And I thought, yeah, that sounds pretty good. So I began to develop confidence that way. And boy, geez, when I grew up in the late 60s, early 70s, it was a kind of a golden age of impressionists. We had Rich Little on TV all the time and others. The political voices of the day were always being mimicked by different comedians. And so I never had an idea even in my youth that it would be the sort of thing I would do for a living. But I did appreciate it a lot just as an art form. And I think I still understand the magical effect that it has on people
when you suddenly change into another person very dramatically and you bring that person like Patrick Stewart into the room, and whereas he was not there before, he most certainly is now, you know. And that's
just a sort of a tool that audiences are very delighted by.
Oh, one of my favorites. I have to ask you about this, Gaslit. I loved that series. It was wonderful, and you played Senator Gurney. What was that experience like for you?
I had a great time. I was sort of amazed that I got the role. It was a very big, prestigious, limited series on Stars with a couple of Oscar winners at the helm. So Julia Roberts, Sean Penn, I got to work with both of them. And, gosh, it was very exciting. The director, Matt Ross, was excellent director. He's an actor himself, so he knows how to speak to actors in a way that's, you know, doesn't waste anybody's time. And, Sean Penn was under so much prosthetic makeup that I found, which was very artful and beautiful. And if you've seen his look, it's just extraordinary. I found that the lucky thing about that for me was that I was not at all starstruck, because Sean Penn was not in the building as far as I was concerned.
Wow, and what high praise that is, because he transformed himself completely.
He did, and the great makeup designer, one of the best on the planet today, Kazuhiro, designed that makeup. And I met Kazu back in when we were like 1999 working on The Grinch, because he was helping out Rick Baker at that point. So it was a nice reunion to see Kazuhiro.
Tell us about the listeners about TikTok and the 5 million views and doing that and looping that all together.
Well, I'm always looking for new ways to reach people with my content, with my impressions, and just any creative idea I have. I'm one of these people that, despite my advanced years, has really embraced social media, particularly YouTube, and now TikTok, because I love to create all the time. It's what I love to do. I have, as you can see, I'm in a booth. I do a lot of sound recordings. I have a little area in the back where I do video recordings. And so TikTok, which I just was scratching my head over for the longest time, I just decided to really kind of hunker down and see what could be done. And I was admiring a lot of the work that was done on TikTok, and it frankly makes me laugh a lot. And it's just full of interesting distractions, which, of course, have their upside and downside. But I started to really just sort of look at what other people who do impressions were doing and taking a stab at it myself. And, it was very exciting. A couple weeks ago, I had a video took off pretty good, and it's now at 7.5 million views, that one that we launched less than a month ago. And I picked up a lot of followers, which is nice, you know, and flattering, and hopefully they'll continue to be interested in what nonsense I put out. And then just yesterday we had another one that went viral. It's at 2 million views, so we have high hopes for that. I think now people are digesting their entertainment and getting it in all sources. We definitely need a little lift every now and then. You know, life is very serious and grim sometimes. And the upside of these platforms like TikTok and Instagram and YouTube is that we can share ideas and aesthetic concepts and fun and humor very swiftly. Yeah. And you know, hopefully help each other over the bumps and sharp stones and edges of life.
And from the acting, voiceover, impressionist point of view, and like you say, you're a content curator, besides all the followers you're getting and more people knowing maybe who you are, that has to help too in the business, because that's putting you out there and other people maybe discovering you and thinking, oh, Jim, that's right, he'd be perfect for this role.
Yeah, it's possible. I'm planning on that being correct. I would like that to be the case. So we'll see. Yeah, I mean, I've had the experience where, you know, I go in for, like, say, a commercial audition or something, and I do the audition, and the director says, hey, I love all your stuff on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, that's very booing. And then, of course, when you don't get the job, you're wondering, well, I guess somebody came along that had even more amazing content and more followers, whatever. You know, in the arts and the producers, you know, the business people, the suits, I think they're always looking for metrics that will support their, you know, their opinion of why someone would be better than another person. So I don't think it hurts to have a little bit of popularity on a platform.
Yeah. How about what's coming up, Phil Donahue? Tell me about that project.
Yeah, so that's a limited series. This is, this is my Phil Donahue voice, for better or for worse. This is what I came up with, to kind of evoke this, very, very revered and, respected, I don't know what you call him now. He's not an anchor man. He's a guy that would walk up and down and talk to people, just ordinary people and unusual people, like the Chippendales dancers.
So this series, which you mentioned, has a lot of a really terrific cast, including my friend Juliet Lewis, is the story of the Chippendales dancers, which you'd think would be kind of frothy and, I don't know, it's silly and lighthearted, but it's not. It's pretty dark. So I've not seen the whole thing, so I can't speak to it too much. But when they are introduced to America, it is via the old Phil Donahue show, and they needed somebody to portray Phil Donahue, and I auditioned and got the role, and it was super fun to do. I had a great time, and I've never seen so many Chippendales dancers dancing so long. I spent a whole day watching Chippendales dancers going at it, and also it was in a big room full of a big set full of women dressed like it was 1989. And it was gorgeous to see because, you know, I remember that period. And the styles, I mean, the makeup department, the wardrobe department, the hair department, they really went to it. You know, they went above and beyond and created a room full of screaming, you know, clutching, pawing women that looked just like 1989. It was gorgeous.
Oh, I love that. You put that image into my head now. Thank you very much. So you have fun, obviously, all day long at what you do, and you set that up when you talked about being a kid. What else do you do for fun? I mean, how do you get away from, okay, I'm not doing any content today. I'm just going to walk on the beach. I'm going to take a breath.
I've been working on getting just more physically fit, and I've been enjoying it really a lot. So I do that, and I'm a visual artist also. Not to sound like a complete pain in the butt, but I have been a cartoonist and an illustrator and a painter all my life. And that was my first profession and the road I really thought I was going to go down until I, you know, caught the acting bug for real.
Thank you so much, Jim Meskimo. We wish you the best in all your endeavors, and thanks for spending some time with us.
My great pleasure. Thank you very much, Kate. We'll see you around.
See you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I just talked about Ukraine and what was happening there, and of course, you know, it was, what, 2 weeks ago we were talking about the kamikaze drones and the position was to try to battle back with those drones and some of that weaponry, and ultimately, you know, the ask by the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, in his fight to push back Russia, and so much of it centers around being able to counterattack with better weapons and things that will shoot down, obviously, kamikaze drones, like the incredible weapons that unfortunately hit a couple of key areas in Ukraine. Greg Stebbin joins us. He's been on the show before from Poland, Ukraine, earlier this year, reporting on the Russian invasion and also helping to raise money, speaking of that, for the Ukrainian military. Greg, on Thursday, you're headed back to Poland. So first of all, thanks for coming on. And what makes you go back to Poland?
Well, Kate, it's an amazing thing, but in Warsaw, a group of previously elected Russian officials who have largely been exiled, pushed out of the country, are meeting and convening as a constitutional convention. And there's 60 or more of these now delegates, formerly elected officials in Russia, who are coming together. They all have opposed Putin for years and years. One of the things to know about Russia is they have not had legitimate elections since 2014. And so all of these delegates to this constitutional convention were all elected before 2014. So they're really among the last crop of legitimately elected Russian politicians. And they're coming together to begin to form a new democratic government and to write a new constitution for Russia. So they're ready to step in when there's an opportunity to replace Putin and his regime.
Well, it's perfect for that because you wrote a book with a former member of the Russian parliament you talked about last time who was, in fact, forced out of the country. And when we were talking about your fabulous book, Does Putin Have to Die? So is your co-author one of those organizers behind this constitutional Congress you just talked about?
Well, not only is he one of the organizers, but it's literally out of the book, which is essentially a playbook for, well, the subtitle of the book is The Story of How Russia Becomes a Democracy After Losing to Ukraine. The book is a playbook for how Russia becomes a democracy, and this Congress is right out of the pages of the book. So it's very exciting to see, you know, this is a plan he has been creating and sharing with others and building for a long time, a lot of years, and let's face it, you can see by the state of things in Russia, how Ukraine is doing against Russia, and the state of the world and opposition to Russia, that the Putin regime can only last so much longer. And, you know, we here in the West should be asking ourselves, if Putin is gone, what will replace him? Will it be another Putin or worse? Or we should all hope, not only for our own benefits, but for the sake of the Russian people, that they get to have a democratic government and live the way, you know, live a democratic life like we do. We should wish the same for them as well. And this is the kind of action that we see taking place at this constitutional convention.
Oh, we certainly do wish that. And it brings back the question I was just saying before I went to you. Ukraine and winning this, do you feel, and you know you were there on the ground and you've had such tight ties to what's happening, so you tell the listeners, do you really believe that Ukraine can win this?
I don't see any way, frankly, that they can lose. I say that for two reasons, really. One is because of the will and the fighting spirit of the Ukrainian people themselves. And, you know, we see this over and over again, day after day after day. But the truth is, it was never a war between Russia and Ukraine. It's always been a war between Russia and frankly, the West. And I can't imagine Ukraine losing this because I think as long as Ukraine has allies like us and Western Europe and so many other countries around the world, we're not going to let Ukraine lose. And you can see that every day. They're taking territory back, and Russia looks weaker and weaker and weaker. So I think at this point, it's really just a matter of time.
Yeah, and there's something that you actually sent me this question. I thought, oh, that's such a great question. You look at the Constitutional Congress that you're going for, that you're seeing how that's going to unravel, and it's happening at the same time that we have our midterms coming up next week here in the U.S. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's a very interesting thing. I don't think it was planned that way. This constitutional convention in Warsaw, and by the way, I can't remember if I mentioned this or not, but I'm actually going to be there as an observer.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very excited to be part of this. It is happening from November 4th to the 7th. Of course, the midterms are then on the 8th. And whether it's a coincidence or not, I think it's very, very meaningful for us as Americans. Because you know what? While we're watching Ukraine fight so hard to keep their democracy, and we're beginning to see more and more people in Russia fighting to have a democracy of their own, on our election day for these midterms, you know, whether you're voting early, and please do, or voting on November 8th, please do, we should be so mindful of how lucky we are that we get to live in a country where we get to vote and we have a democracy. And if you're not voting while these other things are going on around the world, shame on you. I want to encourage you, whether you're voting right, left, center, get out there and cast your vote. That is a right that people around the world are dying for. You know, we've said that for years and years, but we're literally seeing it in the headlines every day right now. Let that inspire you to get out and cast your vote and make sure everyone around you gets out and casts their vote as well.
Boy, I say that all the time, my friend. I'm so glad you said that. And I love that you said left, right, whatever, the fact that we have the right to vote. I saw people with guns to their head in Mexico stuffing ballot boxes. It was insane. And I knew from that day forward, there's no question we are more than lucky to be able to vote the way we can in our election. So how do we get more info on, one, what you're doing this Congress? And of course, you talked about it in the book. Where do we get a copy of the book?
Well, you can get a copy of my book at the same place you can get a copy of your book, Kate, at Amazon.com. I know your book is also available on your website. I should work on that. But my book is available at Amazon.com. It's called Does Putin Have to Die? The Story of How Russia Becomes a Democracy After Losing to Ukraine. If you want to find out more about this Constitutional Convention, there is a website. I have to warn you, it's in Russian. But the website is RUS for Russian, DEP for deputy. They call their elected officials deputies. So it's RUSDEP.org. And there's an add-in you can add to your browser that will translate that Russian website into English. And it is very, very interesting to read about what they're doing and the legal backing behind it. And every day they add some news and information about it that makes it even more relevant and even more exciting.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and safe travels, my friend, going to Poland, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Kate. Thank you.
Yeah, great book. Again, Greg Stebbin, Does Putin Have to Die? That's the first part of that. You know, and he's so right when he talks about voting, and I've said that for years and years and years and years, and just have been saying that throughout this run-up to the midterm elections. All you have to do, like he saw and like I've seen in other parts of the world, that people die for the right to vote. And even as furious as you can get with our politicians or things you don't like, we still have that amazing right. And this is something, can you imagine if the Russian people had that possibility? And of course, the whole thing is end this situation in Ukraine. I mean, the bodies that stacked up, the things that we saw, the things that we were talking about, the atrocities. And certainly there are cracks, and Greg said it. How do they keep this up? How does Russia keep this up? And as this keeps looming, and we hear more about what is Putin prepared to do. And when we look at the invasion, if we go all the way back to February, I think the miscalculations, I think what he did not expect, right? And now you've got Russia saying that they may block ships carrying grain from Ukraine's Black Sea ports, so they could have a big impact on, of course, global food security. So now you've got Kyiv and Moscow saying, you know, Kyiv saying halting the grain ships. I mean, you know, come on, this is a situation certainly to watch. And boy, oh boy, just watching this whole thing unfold from the very beginning, the developments that happened in February and midway through this, and what we've seen recently that I mentioned, those kamikaze drones. So pick up his book, and we'll let you know what's happening more from Poland, of course, and ultimately what happens with that special Congress. So fascinating.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.